The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Welcome back to the Outdoors and Radio Show. This is Alan Ellis, your host, and we just hope that you are enjoying this wintry weather that we've had for the last little while. It was an interesting week. We both had doctor's appointments all week, I will tell you, and they just never stop. They just never stop. So, but the good news is we concluded the deer firearm season last Saturday, the deer firearm season with the 3-day season last weekend. That was pretty interesting. Hunted sick of deer Friday night. I think I told you that last week. Saturday afternoon, Chris Klaproth came up, our former radio board operator, producer, the job that Aaron now has. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain.
Good. Waiting for that first phone call. Yes, he is. So, Chris came up and just did an afternoon hunt. And we have only have two stands, two climber stands in this little tiny finger of woods. But it's been very productive over the last few years. And Chris took his first buck there early muzzleloader season. And said, which stand do you want? I don't know. Which one do you want? I said, I don't know. Let's just do rock, paper, scissors, which we did. I won. Gave him his choice of stand. So he said, well, I've been successful out of the lower stand. I'll go there. I said, okay. So the way it would typically work is deer would come in from, I'll say south. Let's say south of his stand and enter the woods and, you know, as they entered, that would present a shot opportunity. Then they could either go north, which the one buck did on the first day of deer firearm season, or they could turn around and go into the bedding area, which is further south. Or they can come from the far north, which is above where my stand was, and enter through the finger, the very off the fields from the finger, down through the finger, down past my stand, down towards Chris's stand, and go into the bedding area. The goal is always to get into the bedding area. Well, we didn't see anything for a while. Plenty of time left. I mean, I think our cutoff was, I don't know, 5:30, something like that, 5:33. About a quarter to five, I text Chris. I said, Chris, there's 2 6-points up here. And if they do what I think they're going to do, you may get a shot. And then they were joined by a doe, or maybe a button buck, I couldn't tell, a spike and another antlerless deer, so there were at least five. And when they cut across the field that's off the property, it's just a little short hop to the finger, top of the finger, the woods we were sitting in. I said, Chris, they're coming. Get ready, here we go. And I could see them coming in, and I could see them dawdling and eating and chewing and just not doing what they were supposed to do. Apparently they found some pretty good browse in there, and they worked their way. They got in front of me about 20, 25 minutes after they entered the finger, and, you know, at any time I had a shot at either 6-point or... So I just let them feed and didn't try to alarm them because I'm waiting for them to work their way to Chris, and that would have been the right thing to do. And they just stayed in the hedgerow and kept eating, and it got dark and they never made it to Chris. And, you know, so he said, well, I can't see my crosshairs. I said, well, you know, it's time anyway. So he, instead of just, you know, trying to calmly sneak down and get out of the woods, Chris is loudly unloading his pump shotgun and got the deer's attention and turned the light on and moved his pack around. Which is fine. You know, he didn't know. He figured it's over. So the deer all just bolted and tore back up through the woods, and it was fine. But it was a great way to end the hunt, getting to see two bucks. And I call a counting coup. If I can put the scope on a gun, or if I can put the scope on an animal and not shoot it, that's a successful hunt for me. And you know, that happened with both 6 points, and I ended my hunt in a good way. So, you know, that's part of hunting, is choosing which animal to harvest and which animal not to harvest. And, you know, those two bucks were young. They have great potential to grow. And so we'll just wait till next year. Now, with primitive muzzleloader, and I'm in there, I may take one of those deer. It might be my only opportunity to take another deer, but you know, modern firearm, and I had the 12 gauge Remington with me, and you know, loaded with light field slugs, and I didn't feel like taking a deer. So, but anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. And Claude in Arbutus is on hold. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning, Ann. I would say this, okay? I'm not really a hunter, but I was in the fire department down in Queen Anne's County for years. And you know where Fox Meadow Road is, I'm sure, right?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Right off of 481.
Okay.
Well, they had a fatality there the other day, a trailer on fire, the kerosene heater, the elderly people's kerosene heater went over.
Okay.
And they believe caused the fire. Now, people need to be really smart with these kerosene heaters, because of this cold weather and whatnot. You can't need your combustibles and all this other stuff. And if you're going to use them, be wise with them. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Okay. Well, thanks for the warning. Have a good week, Claude.
You too, my friend.
All right. There he goes. Okay, well, that's a great warning. I'm not sure what it had to do with anything, but I guess he was talking about the cold weather. So, okay. Okay, 410 WCBM. With that, I'll give you the number, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Update on Robin. Eyes are not back to normal yet. We're praying for that. We're hoping for that, among other things. Several different appointments throughout the week. I may have told you last week they put... They installed what they called tear duct plugs into her eyes to direct the tears into her eyes to continue to lubricate her eyes to get the dryness to go away. Not much improvement in the last few days with that. Still on the drops, still on that, you know, drops every hour, kind of a little gel overnight. Yesterday, the ophthalmologist installed contact lenses to protect the surface of the eye and keep the cornea protected, along with more drop therapy. And the contact lenses will, you know, hopefully be able to keep the cornea moist and, you know, keep it from drying out, which is what the issue is. So, vision has, you know, the light part of the vision, the light coming into the eyes has been better. Every now and then there's clarity where she can make out images, but not details of the images. And so this is just another thing she's dealing with. So along with, you know, a lot of other things. So anyway, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And We're ready to take your call. Not a lot of news out of Department of Natural Resources this week. We do have the waterfowl season in swing. They did warn. You know, we got the update last week from Delaware that some snow geese were found to have avian influenza, bird flu, and one chicken farm in Delaware. And now we have a chicken farm in Maryland, and several snow geese are being found with bird flu, testing positive for bird flu. And I'll tell you something, folks. If you've not seen a flock of snow geese, I mean, I remember the heyday. You know, there'd be 5,000 birds in the air. But if you've not seen a flock of snow geese going over or heard them, it's just magnificent. It really is. I saw about 1,000 of them flying over Chesapeake College the other day, and the sun was just coming up, and, you know, this bouncing off their feathers, and it was a gorgeous sight. But snow geese are, you know, they're pretty destructive, and that's why there's such big limits on them, and that season continues, I think, well into March. I've harvested a few, and they're pretty tasty, and people don't like them, but I like them. I mean, you breast them out, you strip the breast. You cut it in strips and marinate it in teriyaki and, you know, whatever other seasonings you want, and toss that on the grill. Just fire it real quick. Boy, that's good. I'm thinking of it right now. So I was thinking of a couple other recipes, too, for it. Snow geese, Canada geese, they're all good to me, but a lot of people don't like eating them. So I do. Yeah, I do. So let's see. So they did find they're upping their collection efforts on the snow geese. You can certainly see that online. We'll probably publish that press release in the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you got any pictures of any kids or yourself with your critters, send them. We'll try to get them in this issue. We got a lot of kids. We got a lot of family. That's what Maryland Hunting Quarterly is all about. When we publish that, we have several pictures of fathers and sons and mothers and sons and fathers and daughters and grandfathers, sons and grandsons, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's really, really nice to see that the tradition and the lifestyle of hunting is being passed on from generation to generation. And we like to highlight that, salute that. So that's what we do. Anyway. All right. I think it's time to talk about backyard billies. The fireplace has been a little quiet this week. I mean, you know, it's on, but we've kept the temperature in the room pretty good. It comes on when it's supposed to, goes off when it's supposed to, but that's the beauty of the remote control. You can set the heat that you want, the temperature that you want your room to be set at, and the fireplace will just maintain that automatically on its own. Isn't that amazing that you can control a gas appliance like that with an electrical device, a remote control from your easy chair? That's what we do here. We just wonder if you have that fireplace in your home, or that hole in the wall, as we used to call it, that, you know, just you didn't use, you just sucked the heat out of the room. Well, when Robin and I visited Backyard Billy's years ago up there in Kent Island, which is the fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region, we selected a Enviro, that's the brand, EX35, and we love it. The heat, the remote control, turn fan on, turn light on, we just like the heat. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, if you need some primary heat or even an alternative heat source. You know, power goes out, you got some wood, you got some pellets, go for it. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert also from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Visit backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page called 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. That's for sure. Let's talk about another one of our great sponsors, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. You know, hunting season's coming to an end, but you got some squirrel season out there, no question. You know, a lot of people wait till deer season's over to hunt rabbits and squirrels, small game. You know, that's when the beagles get turned loose on some of the farms that were leased for deer. But if you like squirrel hunting, I'm going to recommend the T-Bolt Sporter. That's a rimfire, and it's got a beautiful walnut stock, a straight comb, fine checkering, blue barrel. It's got sling studs. It's a rimfire. It's Browning's rimfire, and it comes in .22 long rifle, .22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. So it's the T-Bolt. Take a look at that. Put a good scope on that, and you've got a squirrel buster, that's for sure. That is for sure. If you're into the waterfowl, of course, I picked up an A5 Wicked Wing the other day. And in vintage camo, it's got the bronzed barrel, the bronze Cerakote receiver, kinematic drive recoil operation. You know, not a gas-operated system. It's been a technology that's been around for long, 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 long time for, putting that next shell in that recoil-operated reloading. It's got an oversized bolt release to help you work with your gloves on. Comes with extended Invector DS Gooseband choke tubes, corrosion-resistant chrome bore, vintage camo on the stock and the forearm. It's beautiful. Yes, indeed. It's got those Gooseband choke tubes and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. I did say that. You know, it comes with an ABS case. You can see all that and all the Brownings at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Since 1957, Clyde's has been around. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website is Clyde's Sport Shop, clydesportshop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, crabbing and fishing supplies, and everything else that goes with that. It's Clyde's Sport Shop. We'll be right back.
I got 35 with EVA. 75,
the 19th annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It's just a Granddaddy's gun. Yeah, boy, I always used to admire my Granddaddy's gun. He had a little, they had a little room off the dining room that he had a little wooden gun rack up there, and he had his he had his Savage 300 on there, and he had his shotgun that he used, a 16-gauge. What was that gun? I can't remember. Sweet 16 something. And he had a Winchester on there that had a brass side plate, octagon barrel. I don't know what caliber it was. I can't even remember, but... boy, those guns would be very, very valuable. I do have one gun that was my granddad's, which is a double barrel shotgun, and it was a cheap one. It was probably a $10, $20 shotgun back in the day, but it belonged to his dad, Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R, side by side double barrel, Damascus barrels, and you know, it's always been a wall hanger. It's never been a gun I'm ever going to shoot. It's got a hammers on it. And, you know, like I said, wall hanger. But it's nice. It's nice to think back about those times. And, you know, Granddad was a squirrel hunter. You know, he really was. His boys were all big game hunters, deer, bear, you know. And I don't know that they did any small. They did a little small game hunting. They used to gather for rabbit hunts back at their cabin in Huntington County, Pennsylvania. So, and some turkeys, too. One of my uncles was a real diehard turkey hunter, too. So, but, I mean, turkey hunting in the 60s wasn't anything like it is now, that's for sure. So, with all the restocking and restoration programs and, you know, the huge flocks of turkeys, I mean, you still had to call them in. And I turkey hunted as well back then. And they were truly elusive birds. Never did. So, amen. Amen, John B. Well, there's a big old limit of catfish. Well, not, I don't know if there's a limit. Big old bag of catfish coming in from our buddy Lee. Looks like, Lee, are they long lining those catfish? It looks like they're long lining them or doing something. There's, you know, very interesting bag of catfish, that's for sure. Let's talk to Russell. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I have a question about my my hunting license, my archery.
Okay.
I grew up in northwest Pennsylvania, and I've been hunting since I've been 8 years old.
Wow, okay.
I'm a veteran.
Okay.
I have my concealed carry license.
Uh-huh.
And I've been purchasing my archery bow license in Maryland for the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
But I've been hearing bits and pieces about how now I have to do a proficiency test with my bow.
Uh-huh.
I'm just calling. I'm confused. What do I need to do to comply with these new standards, or am I okay?
You're fine, as far as I know. You've been. Have you ever taken a hunter safety education course?
Yes, but it's been, 20
years.
Well,
you're fine. No, I'm saying you're fine. I'm not sure where you're finding this information, and if friends are telling you this, or you're reading it somewhere, but if you could point me in the right direction, I can maybe help you out with that.
Well, I can't lay my fingers on where I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've gone on the Maryland website.
Haven't found anything.
It talks about that, and I'm a member of two different gun ranges. The one in the AGC in Baltimore.
Yeah.
One of the members told me that the REO individual will help me with my proficiency test, and I'll have 5 shots, and I need to score 3 out of 5 in the size of a pie plate from 30 yards.
Well, that's a shotgun. That's a managed deer hunt proficiency test.
Oh.
And that's a shotgun proficiency test. That's not an archery proficiency. Well, it very well may be if you signed up for any of the county hunts or the the special hunts for antlerless harvest,
no,
the management hunts. You have?
I have not.
Oh, then I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, if you just hunt private property or public land, you don't have to worry about it. But those proficiency tests are for the managed hunts.
Okay,
and,
well, I've been granted access to the WSSC, water.
That is a managed hunt, and you.
Oh, that's
just,
a managed
just,
hunt.
Yes, just for that hunt, you likely will need to have a proficiency test.
Even though it's not coordinated, you know, with the WSSC,
yep.
I just go by myself.
Right.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Right.
So I have to do that then.
Well, yeah, if you want to hunt that property, yeah.
Well, that's the only area around here that I hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'll have to get that done then before.
I would double check that with the WSSC hunt program. I'm sure you can find that somewhere online. Can you not?
I'm sure I could. Yes.
And if not that, then I'm sure they have an office that you could call and ask questions about the hunting program.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And it's always been a good hunt over there.
Yeah.
I used to know some of the coordinators for that hunt. Is that Howard or Montgomery? I can't remember.
It's Howard County.
Howard County. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, WSSC is, I believe, considered a managed hunt. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate the information.
But that's where your proficiency comes in, because I did need to qualify when I decided to use the bow at Howard County Parks and Recreation managed hunt years ago.
Okay.
So I had to qualify.
Thank you for the information.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to do my due diligence here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, those hunts continue sometime into February, don't they?
I'm not familiar with that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
I'm just a private citizen, so I'm retired. And
sure.
I go out just to go out. If I don't get anything, I'm fine.
You take the bow for a walk.
Yeah.
Are you still using a compound bow, or have you switched to crossbow?
Crossbow,
yeah. Crossbow is a great tool for people who, you know, like myself, I used a crossbow for many years because of my shoulder surgery,
I'm the same way.
You know,
I'm I'm almost 79 years old, so it's hard to hold the thing steady for more than...
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, yeah, he's absolutely right. But we do have a picture in the last Maryland Hunting Quarterly of a fella. If I can find it, let me see here real quick. The landowner calls him the oldest duo in the marsh. We've got a picture. Yeah, we've got a picture here. Give me one second to find that. This is great. This is really, really cool. There's Charlie. The oldest duo in the marsh. Two fellas by the name of Warren Welsh, who's 91.
Wow.
And Jack Hawkins, who's 84. Jack switched to the crossbow a few years ago. But combined age, 175 years old, they hunt sycadeer together.
Yeah, and I'm ashamed of myself for being so whiny.
Warren just bagged a nice stag with his compound bow this past season. 6-point stag.
Him.
And Jack killed one with in 2023, a nice 6-point with his crossbow. But I've met both of these guys. Man, they trash talk each other just like, you know, just like high schoolers. And, you know, Warren at 91 is a little bit deaf. As we all get to be when we get up in years. And, you know, the story is from their host is they're sitting in the blind and the host said, there's a stag. And Warren looked over and he goes, there's a deer. You know, felt a little bit of deaf,
there
little
was
deaf talk a little bit too loud for their own good. But, you know, it didn't bother the deer too much, and he wound up taking it. But, yeah.
That's funny.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, man. Well, let that give you hope.
It does. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for the call. I'm glad I was able to help you a little bit. So.
Yep. Yes. All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's see. Another break. Okay. Have I been talking that much? All right. We'll take another break here. I'll have a Spurry's Tire Service story for you here next week. Brent is working with my son-in-law on some tractor tires, and I will I'll share that story when I have all the details. But pretty good example of over and above service, I can tell you that. And Spurry's Tire Service is known for that, over and above, beyond the call of duty. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and all the other brands. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires that will fit your car or your truck. And with this weather, I know that there are people who keep a set of, you know, quote-unquote snow tires and a set of touring tires or, you know, good weather tires, and Spurry's can help you with that, too. You know, if you've... If you've been stuck or you feel you need tires to deal with this this nasty weather we've been having, Spurry's is the place. Spurry's has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own an ATV or an SUV or a RTV or whatever, Spurry's has the tires. And don't worry, if you have a trailer, Spurry's probably installs more trailer tires than anybody on the East Coast. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, they'll repair your vehicle when that check engine or any other dreaded light on your dashboard comes on. They do offer 24-hour truck service, and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Here's the phone number, 410-822-7384. One more time, 822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. The phone number to call, check on tire prices and anything else, make an appointment for service work, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery.
When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
I mentioned earlier the bird flu that has just overtaken our country. People don't realize. I remember an outbreak, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that wiped out tens of thousands of waterfowl in Chesapeake Bay. And the photo that accompanies this this press release from DNR is snow geese. And it says, earlier this week, Maryland Department of Natural Resources expanded its long-term contract with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, to provide more wildlife technicians in the state to dispose of dead waterfowl, raptors, and other birds that could be carrying highly pathogenic avian influenza. The federal agency specializes in eliminating and removing sick or dead wild birds. Their staff are trained and prepared to handle the biosecurity risk associated with these activities. The $30,000 contract expansion will enable the agency to provide additional staff and services to the state for these operations through September. Anyone who sees sick or dead birds in the wild should not handle or move the birds, but should report them to the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, by calling 877-463-6497. The USDA Wild Service operators are available from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, except on state holidays. Those with phone numbers outside of Maryland should call 410-349-8055. Voicemails will be promptly returned. DNR's regular contract with USDA's APHIS is $80,000 per year, which helps the state triage approximately 30,000 calls related to sick, injured, or dead wildlife. Key staff in DNR's Wildlife and Heritage Service and Maryland Park Service are also trained and equipped to dispose of dead birds that may have contracted the disease and will be supplementing the disposal efforts of APHIS. The federal agency will direct either their staff or state staff to the locations of reports based on availability. Hunting wild birds remains safe, but some guidelines should be followed. Never harvest or handle wild birds that are obviously sick or found dead. Wash your hands with soap and water, hand sanitizer immediately after handling game. Use disposable gloves when handling game and double bag the offal and the feathers. Use dedicated clothing, boots, and tools for cleaning game that are not used around poultry or pet birds. Anyone preparing harvested waterfowl should cook it to 165 degrees to kill any viruses or bacteria. Anyone who fills bird feeders for the winter should feel free to do so, as songbirds carry a very low risk of getting or spreading the virus. Hiking, photography, or other outdoor activities in areas where wild birds congregate are safe, although as with hunting, precautions should be taken to avoid sick or dead birds. Now, this is very interesting to me, and it just came in my mind that we were hunting, Chris and I, the last day of the deer firearm season, and there was, we know the landowner pretty well, on her porch was, of course, covered with snow, and there were two planters there, and perched on top of one of their planters was a very unusual guest. It appeared to be a young crested cormorant all by itself, sitting there very docile looking. And I said to the landowner, maybe you should take a picture of that. I took a long distance picture. She was able to access it, you know, right off their deck at their little enclosed porch there. And not only did she take a few photos, she took a video. And the conclusion of the photo was that the cormorant walked across this snow deck, tried to jump off, flap its wings, and fell into the flower bed, where it became entrapped in some bushes, and eventually did get out, but I don't know what happened to it after that. And thinking back on it, that could have very well been a very sick cormorant, because it didn't act like a cormorant. It didn't act like it was, you know, I thought maybe it had gotten lost in the storm or something, but thinking back on it now, it could very well have been affected by this bird flu. So I'll have to check into that. I'll talk to the landowner today and see if she found anything that potentially happened to that. And bird flu never crossed my mind. It just didn't. You know, focused on deer hunting, and that was just an unusual footnote to the hunt, but it's possible that it was something involved like that. So I should probably send that to DNR and let them determine what they think it was. My thought was, personally, was that, you know, being waterfowl season, that potentially somebody shot this cormorant, you know, wounded it, it flew off, mistook it for some kind of duck, or you know, they do look similar to some of our waterfowl. And you know, somebody could have shot and realized what they did and just, you know, stopped. But that was my thought. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Wow, look at that. Time flies, doesn't it? How about that? You know, back when I lived in Pennsylvania, this was the first house I built. We put a wood stove out in the garage, and we fed that thing. And not only kept the garage warm, but it kept that end of the house warm as well. It was a fair amount of work, you know, with the wood stove, but there are people out there that don't mind a wood stove. Our daughter heats their house with wood and saves a tremendous amount on their oil bill, that's for sure. And the wood stove, you know, just keeps everything warm. They have it right in their living room. A lot of people do. So I want to talk to you about wood stoves, wood and pellet stoves in particular. Now, the pellet stoves, you know, they're automatic. You don't have to continue to, you know, shovel the pellets in there like you do with wood. But that is a great source of heat for you. And Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, carries some of the top brands of wood and pellet stoves. And I think that, you know, if you're thinking of that, that's the place to go, because they have the expertise. They have the friendliest people. They really do. They know their stuff. They know each of the different machines and, you know, what they can do and the qualifications. And they got the good prices, too. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Or you can take a look at their wide range of wood and pellet stoves. That's for sure. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. You could call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville exit. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
I got 35
The 19th annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year. Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the horns. I just read that that John Godwin is leaving Duck Commander after 25 years. He's built a I don't know how many thousands and thousands of duck calls and decoys and things like that, but always liked the guy. Always liked the guy. Good crew there, the Duck Commander. Years and years ago, they came to the big box down at Arundel Mills where I worked as promotions manager, and Willie was there, Miss Kay, and Phil. Phil gave a series of seminars, some of which I'll never forget and probably won't ever repeat, but that was a fun bunch, I can tell you that, the Robertson family. So they've come a long, long way since that day. That was probably 2005, 2006, 2018, 19, 20 years ago. But, you know, Duck Commander went big time after that with the TV show and everything else. So good folks, good folks. Nice to see John stepping down and you know, enjoying his retirement. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If we don't have time this hour to get to your call, you can stick through the news and we'll talk to you on the other side. We have no callers on the line at the moment. Am I right there, Aaron? I think that's true.
You are right.
The only thing we've got out there today is the waterfowl season, and maybe we'll catch somebody arriving late, but I know that the waterfowl, at least for a couple weeks, and this time of the year in particular, this cold weather doesn't, the real flight for the Canadas doesn't kick off till, you know, midday, lunchtime. They get a little warmed up and go to feed, and then it's an afternoon evening thing usually this time of year. But you know, if you're out there freezing in a duck blind, I get it. I'm with you. So I miss duck hunting. I mean, I'm looking at all these ducks here in the flyway. I've got a dozen of them within my view here. Camelback, hooded merganser, bufflehead. There's an old squaw. It was an old squaw when I shot it. Now it's a long-tailed duck. Beautiful sprig on it. There's a ringneck right above my head. Over there in the walls, wood duck, green-winged teal, blue goose, hen canvasback. Yep, a lot of memories. All right, folks, there's the music. Get out, stay out, stay safe, please, and stay warm today if you can. A lot of cold weather coming this next week, that's for sure. Hug your family, love the Lord. We'll be back after the break.